Sirai News, I'm Ding Lulu. Chinese authorities have handed down record fines worth 670 million yuan against foreign milk powder makers for price fixing. The National Development and Reform Commission is hitting Mead Johnson, Dumex, Abbott, Biostime, Friesland and Fonterra with the fines. Three other companies involved in the probe have escaped punishment. Fonterra, Mead Johnson and Biostime have accepted the fine and say they don't intend to contest the penalty. A recent survey suggesting the impasse between the Chinese and Japanese government over the territorial disputes around the Diaoyu Islands have badly hurt their people's feeling towards each other. The survey conducted by China Daily and the Japanese non-profit think tank Genron NPO shows 9 out of the 10 respondents saying they don't like the other country. It is the worst result since the annual poll began in 2005. Despite this, over 70% of the respondents say they think relations between the two countries are important. Shanghai has just experienced its hottest day since the city's meteorological records began 140 years ago. The city issued its fifth high temperatures alert as the highest temperatures topped 40.8 degrees Celsius. Shanghai has witnessed almost 20 days with temperatures above 37 degrees Celsius so far this year. Russia has expressed disappointment at U.S. President Barack Obama's cancellation of next month's scheduled summit with President Vladimir Putin, but Kremlin has said it remains ready to cooperate with the United States on many issues. Obama's move is in response to Russia's decision to grant temporary asylum to Edward Snowden. Despite the decision not to meet one-on-one with President Putin, the White House says Obama still plans to attend the Group of 20 economic summit next month in St. Petersburg. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to make a speech later this month to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. Obama will speak at a ceremony in front of the Lincoln Memorial of Washington. U.S. civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his well-known I Have a Dream speech to over 250,000 supporters in August 1963, in which he called for an end to racism against African Americans. The cabinet of the Czech Republic has failed to win a confidence vote in parliament. This means current Prime Minister Jiří Rusnok will need to resign and a snap election will be called. Only 93 out of the 193 lawmakers in the lower house have voted to support the new cabinet, which was just formed last month. South Korean authorities have accepted a request from North Korea for a new round of talks connected to the Kaesong Industrial Park. The talks are being planned for next Wednesday. This will be the seventh round of talks between the two sides since the North shut down the facility earlier this year. Zimbabwe's re-elected president Robert Mugabe is blasting criticism over his re-election, saying some Western countries are the true enemy. Mugabe garnered over 60% of the votes in last week's elections, while his challenger Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai took 33%. Mugabe says the enemies are the countries behind Tsvangirai instead of Tsvangirai himself. Mugabe has ruled Zimbabwe since its independence in 1980. In his first public address after winning the polls, he also hinted he would serve the full 5-year term and may run again in 2018. Hundreds of passengers are still stranded at the main airport in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, after a massive fire ripped through the international arrivals hall and forced its closure. The Kenyan government said no serious injuries were reported, but 2 people were treated for smoke inhalation. Up to now, domestic and international cargo flights have resumed service at the Jomo Kenyatta International Airport. The fire broke out on the 15th anniversary of the U.S. embassy bombings in Nairobi and neighboring Dar es Salaam. Local authorities have cleared a U.S. Airways flight of dangerous material after its emergency landing over an alleged bomb threat. The Boeing 757 airplane was flying from Shannon Island to Philadelphia when it received the threat call. It landed half an hour later at Philadelphia International Airport before being taken to a secure area. A search found nothing suspicious. And that's the latest from Sirai News. I'm Ding Lulu in Beijing.